FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net, around the world and on satellite.
Down here on the retreat that we had here in Summer Lake, we had more people than I thought we could gather. Many more who would have liked to come if they had had greater warning so that they could prepare to come this long distance. They were networking better, which we're working on. People could have actually rented a bus and come from a long ways off. That is quite a burden. We want to have meetings locally in areas like Texas and back east, and we'll go to them and share with them what we're learning. There are many talented people that came to the retreat, and they shared information with each other. Some of them helped prepare meals for larger groups, making brownies, I guess, with a solar oven. I didn't ever get to see the solar oven, but I got some of the brownies. The truth is that we have a variety of people that are interested in this strange concept of the kingdom of heaven, and the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, the right to be ruled by God, the right to take back your responsibilities and the co-relative rights that go with them. And those varieties of people and their skills, their abilities, their insights, their knowledge need to be shared with one another. And you cannot do it any other way quite like meeting together, gathering together in groups. And that is why the original state of Israel did so on a regular basis in things like the Feast of Tabernacles. Some call it Sukkot. There's a variety of names, the Feast of Tents, the Feast of Booths, the Fall Feast. We see remnants of that same gathering coming down with Oktoberfest, and I guess the Burning Man might be an extension of that, although it's morphed into something other than what God intended. And we need to learn what God intends by such calls or such gatherings or feasts or what have you, and do that. We need to find out what God meant when he sent his son to tell us of the kingdom of God and appointed the church, the ecclesia, and what that first century church was doing directly by the instructions of Jesus Christ, and do that. That would be good. News story just before the program began, we heard about a revival of the gospel and the church in spirit and in deed throughout the world. And that's an important concept, but is it a revival of the true message of the gospel of the kingdom? In the kingdom, they depended entirely upon each other for emergency aid, for help and assistance. Now, we just sent a newsletter out this morning, early, actually just moments before the radio show began, to the Living Network, telling them of swarms of earthquakes in California and what we can do about it if a major quake were to hit. We pointed out that there is no area in the United States and probably no area in the world that is not subject to major earthquakes throughout history. A lot of people say, well, we haven't had one here, but if you're speaking geologically, you cannot speak about just a lifetime. some of the most severe earthquakes in the history of the United States took place in the Midwest in 1811 to 1814. If those same quakes were to hit today, it would cause the death of probably hundreds of thousands of people. It would cause billions of dollars worth of damage. It would cause such a destruction that it would be decades before the people of the Midwest could fully recover. And, of course, those that were dead would not fully recover ever. They would be dead. There would be harm and damage that would be never quite overcome. But people could be doing things now to prepare for such a quake, but most people are oblivious to it. They know what's going to be on TV this afternoon, but they don't know what they're going to do if a major quake will come in. The same is true of the coast. St. Lawrence Seaway is an earthquake fault. New York is fairly stable, but it has had major quakes in the past as well. Buildings they build, the towers that they construct are not without being vulnerable to such movements of the earth. The time of Christ, there were vast earthquakes that took place, deep subterranean tremors that lasted for days. There were also, shortly before that, major auroras so bright that you could see them from far to the south, near the equator, you could see them. In Rome itself, the auroras were so bright you could actually read by the light. Tiberius sent troops to the north to put out what he believed was the entire north woods ablaze in order to produce such glowing light clean over the Alps. The reality was it was auroras coming from the sun. And, of course, Jesus said, look for signs in the sun. And these events, if we were to understand them, would open up the gospel. It is not the subject of our talk today, but it is enough to say that sometimes bad things happen. And those of you who will not receive the Living Network newsletter today, that has already gone out and been sent out through our system, you are not going to receive it because you have not joined the Living Network and chosen a personal contact minister. Those of you who have chosen a personal contact minister other than yourself will continue to get those notices. Those of you who have chosen a personal contact minister by choosing yourself, you will not be on that list forever. You need to pick someone besides yourself. The network is a system, much like the early church, in its structure. Two or more people get together and pick a personal contact minister. They become a personal contact minister and put in contact with other personal contact ministers around the country and around the world. By doing so, you create a connection. Now, we don't want to do this just with the internet. We want to be able to do it by phone and by actual personal contact. Now, a lot of people are very far apart, but by creating this network based on your location upon God's planet, Earth, we can bring you closer and closer into contact. If you have to create the network, I'm not going to do it for you. I've written books about the kingdom, how it works. I've established this email system to create a network. I've done a lot of these things for you, but you have to work at the network. In order for a network to work, you have to work at the network. That's your job. That's your way of participating. It's your way of stepping up and saying you care about others as much as you care about yourself. You won't join the network if you won't pick a personal contact minister in your local area. If you won't continue to network with others, then tell you the truth, we probably don't care much about you because you don't care much about us. And we're going to disassociate ourselves with you because we're going to be spending our time associating with those who do care about one another as much as they care about themselves, because that is a prerequisite to understanding and attaining the benefits of the kingdom of God. Now, I did send out a newsletter to the entire network, or the Kingdom News List, which isn't really a part of the network. It's what we would call our outreach network. We have many outreach networks. We're in contact with a large number of, well, it's a small number in comparison to what NASA does and things, but they actually have guys who've gone out and put antennas in the ground 40 feet down. They've got computers networked all across the world, actually, trying to detect precursors for earthquakes. They depend on a number of different ways to do so, and they predicted the recent earthquake in the South Pacific, not with as much instrumentation as we would have hoped, because those earthquakes were actually triggered by gamma ray bursts from deep in space. Yeah, that's right. Gamma ray bursts triggered those earthquakes that triggered the tsunamis that caused the death. And how that works is there's simply a gravity wave that goes along with those gamma ray bursts, and it causes a little shaking of the planet in areas that are about to have earthquakes. It's kind of like the straw that breaks the camel's back, and you have an earthquake. But the earthquakes in California that are taking place now have to do with the Long Valley caldera, one of the major calderas. There are more earthquakes, I should say more earthquakes, there are more volcanoes going off now than there were a number of years ago. There's two new ones, I think, added to in the United States alone. There are many more undersea volcanoes. There are areas of the ocean that are boiling. And we haven't even seen the beginning of the events that are likely to occur in the next few years and in years to follow. There's been a huge increase in the number of volcanoes and earthquakes over the last 8 or 9 decades, which are a small period of time, geologically speaking. We are probably entering into another period of extreme activity, and then we will go back into that period of slow activity. And the question is, will you and your children still be alive and healthy and well at the end of that period? Well, that's a concern of the Kingdom of God. We want to see you alive and well and prosperous. And that means in bad times and good times. And we're likely to have some bad times. As I was said at the retreat, these are the best of times and the worst of times. These are the times that try men's souls. You will all be tested and tried in fire. And that fire may be of great variety. We can look around us and see theologically, economically, politically, morally. There is a severe change that is taking place in our society. And the question is, will we survive that change? Now, in the newsletter I sent out last night to the entire Kingdom News List, we talked about a number of things. And I was going to, the email was titled States of Being. The topics were listed as the two states, the state of freedom and the state of bondage. We're going to talk about dividing the goats from the sheep, and we are going to talk about practical solutions. If you are listening to this broadcast, when it comes to the half-hour mark, and they go to commercial, and keep listening to the commercials to support the local radio station, but get on the internet. You evidently have internet if you're listening to this on the internet. Go to thisholytruth.info and sign up for the Kingdom newsletter. Subscribe to the Kingdom newsletter. Go up to the area that talks about network, the drop-down menu. Go there and sign up for the Living Network. You get on the Living Network in your area. There's one for almost every area of the country and every area of the world. Your area of the world is not included, let us know and we'll start with you. But get on that network and ask who is the local contact ministers in the area. If you want to volunteer, you volunteer. Tell them what you want to do and what you want to achieve and put yourself out there. Maybe someone will ask you as a local contact minister and then you will become a personal contact minister for that individual in the network. Again, it's like the buddy system times two. times 10. And that way you become a part of this network. Then exchange personal information with each other, your phone numbers, where you live. Try to find contact ministers as close to you locally as you can. If some of our contact ministers are getting 9 or 10 people that they have to keep track of, if the number goes much higher than that, we recommend that you start dividing off your group with other contact ministers so that no contact minister has to worry about more than 10 people. Then the people in each of those groups get to know each other, have meetings with each other when you get a chance, take a weekend, drive a little ways and meet each other. Some of you are very close, and that's great. Some of you are finding out there are people just blocks away from you. That's great. But some of the areas, like Colorado, haven't even picked a local contact minister for Colorado yet. I'm just absolutely amazed that they're taking so long to do so. Most of the people in most of the areas have done so. Michigan had, but the contact minister who still wants to be a part of the group has recently stepped down, and so they need to pick another one. Well, the truth is there's enough people in Michigan alone to have 5 contact ministers in that state. You should not think that because you have one in your state or in your area, like the Northeast, several of the smaller states there we've combined together, they should pick as many contact ministers as they possibly can so that they get to know other people in their group. If for some reason, you know, your contact minister has a stroke, a heart attack, their phone system goes out, you can still get a hold of other people. This is what networking is all about. And why am I talking about that so much before we get to talk about the 2 states, free and bond? Is because all the truly free nations of the world in the past, in history, have depended upon such networks in order to remain free. Now, of course, the United States, Australia, Canada, all the countries of South America and Europe, Soviet Union, the African nations, those are not free nations. None of those. None of those governments are free governments. They all are run like the government of the Gentiles, as Jesus said, who call themselves benefactors of the people, but exercise authority one over the other. In other words, they force the members of their government to contribute to the welfare of the government, and then the government chooses, as it will, how it will take care of the needy of their society. In other words, these governments have all taken on a religious aspect. Religion is the... pure religion, according to the Bible, is the taking care of the needy of your society, widows, orphans, and anyone who is needy, unspotted from the world. And the word they use there for world is the word state. So often see me write the word world when I'm writing an article, and I'll put it in quotations. Whenever you see me put it in quotations, I'm referring to that particular word that Jesus used occasionally to mean the state. Now, the people who have translated the Bible for you, they only translate that word into world, but they also translate 4 or 5 other Greek words into world that don't mean state, and you can't tell which one is which unless somebody points it out. So that's the way I pointed out to you. I put it in quotes so you know that they're really talking about the New World Order. The New World Order is a state. It is a state of bondage, not a state of freedom. It is dependent upon all of you people putting your rights in the hands of someone else, such as a president or prime minister or whatever. And then that president, prime minister, Congress, Senate, whatever, makes agreement with their treaty-making power to bind you into a world order. That's the way it works. Now, of course, if you had read the Bible and your ministers who are preaching you the kingdom or preaching you about Jesus Christ or preaching to you about Moses if you're Jewish or if you're Muslim, I don't really care if you're any of those religions. They're all in apostasy. Most Christians are in apostasy. But if you go back to the Old Testament, It's very clear that Moses is telling you that if you do elect a king, a prime minister, a president, or anyone who can exercise authority, whether you call him a king or not doesn't make any difference. I mean, Saul was elected by the voice of the people. That was considered a rejection of God. So the election of George Washington, more so today than back in the days of George Washington, because George Washington back then had very limited power, very, very, very limited power. I mean, his executive orders were picking out what dishes to have at the eventual White House, that kind of thing. Today, the executive orders can decide what dishes you can have at your house. So the power has completely reversed from what it was originally intended. But the election of men who can exercise authority over your day-to-day lives, we were warned in the Old Testament that you were never to give him treaty-making powers. Absolutely never give him treaty-making powers. Couldn't accumulate a central bank with gold and silver. You have a central bank without gold and silver. As a matter of fact, you don't even have the central bank. You don't even control it. It's controlled outside of the realm of your powers. And you're so much in bondage, it's just staggering to the imagination today, yet you think you're free because you heard it on the news or you read it in a book somewhere, I guess. But you can't decide anything. You can't make a contract unless you have a contractor's license. You can't get married without a Social Security number. You have to get a marriage license, permission from the state to get married. You have to get permission from your father. And your mother, now you get permission from the state because they're your father and your mother. You have done everything that Christ said not to do. Call no man on earth father. You do in every way, shape, or form. It's absolutely amazing how far away from what Christ was preaching you to come. We pray daily for our daily bread, for our daily social security, for our daily care to men who exercise authority one over the other. And Christ said it was not to be that way with you. I mean, it's in Matthew, Mark, Luke. Why aren't your preachers pointing this out to you? They only give token aid to the widows in their church. They only give token aid to those people who are needy in their church. If you have any real need or any emergency in your church, they send you to those men who call themselves benefactors but exercise authority. They don't take care of you. That's completely the reverse of the first century church, and you should be ashamed that you've done that. And now when we come up to the break, you should run, not walk, run and sign up for the Living Network and start returning to the kingdom. Start going back the way we originally were supposed to be in that natural freedom that God put us in way back in the garden. All roads lead to Rome. All roads lead to the kingdom of heaven. But you've just been going in the wrong direction for the last 10 decades, 10 centuries for that fact. And you have been turning your back on Christ, turning your back on the gospel. You've been deluded, and now you're under that strong delusion. And I'm one of the few voices out there that's trying to wake people up. But those who came to the retreat, and many more of you out there who wish you could have come, you can become those voices of freedom under Christ, under the God the Father. You can become a part of that network and help us call and find and seek those lost sheep that are out there that will truly turn to the ways of Christ and repent and turn around and go back the other way. You can be a part of this thing called the kingdom of God. Now, in the second half, we're going to talk to you more about some practical solutions. We're going to talk to you more about this free and bond, peace state, how you got into one, how you get back to where you should be.
I pledge allegiance to the King of Kings and to his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. One holy nation under the heavenly Father with grace, mercy, and justice for all.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen. There's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, and regular guest, world-renowned economist Robert Chapman, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Order online today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com or call 559-781-3773. Who will tell them if not you? Have you seen Loose Change, the most popular documentary in the 911 truth movement? With the coming change in government, now is the time to push for justice and get this truth into the hands of millions of Americans. First Amendment Radio is offering both videos, Loose Change and 911 Justice on DVD. We will ship two copies of both videos to you for $10 cash. Yes, two copies, one for you and one for you to give away. You will see and hear Larry Silverstein admit that they decided to pull the building. Why are they not being pursued? The people must know. Justice must be had. The time is now. Two copies of both videos, Loose Change and 911 Justice, for $10 cash. No checks, please. To First Amendment Radio, 139 East Tulare Avenue, Tulare, California, 93274.
Brother Gregory, and we're still talking about the kingdom of God. Just to show you how this networking works, while on the radio, the newsletter was going out to the Living Network. Other people were writing these back. Evidently, some were already on the net this morning. One of them, the fellow with the solar oven, he heard the radio show listening. It's always good to know there's somebody out there listening. We know you got at least one individual listening because he sent me a link to show how to build that solar oven. And so we received that. That's networking. Other people are receiving the Living Network newsletter. All of you who have not signed up to the Living Network and pick a personal contact minister in your local network, you didn't get that newsletter. You're not going to get it. You didn't hear any of the things that were in that newsletter, and you're not going to get to see it. And the reason why is you haven't signed up on the network. You haven't reached out for others. Again, the key to the kingdom of heaven, which is what this program is about learning to care about your neighbor as much as you care about yourself. We have people on the network now sitting there, not picking the contact minister, not contributing to the network. When they're approached by local network ministers, they say, oh, we don't want to become a part of anything. We just like to read the email. Well, when they're in need, when when there's an emergency at their house, and when something bad happens and they need help, we will be glad, we will be more than glad to send them another email. As a matter of fact, I could send them dozens of emails. I could actually set up a program that would send them an email every 5 minutes for the rest of the day. And they could have lots and lots of emails that will help them out, because that's all they were interested in, is receiving emails from other people. I'm not here for your entertainment, folks. I didn't put up that website, write those books, so that you could be entertained. I'm preaching the kingdom of God. You've got to reach out for others and actually start caring about other people. This is why you're in bondage. This is why you're not in the state of freedom, but in the state of bondage. Because you have not exercised your responsibility to God by exercising your responsibility to your families, to your neighbors, and your neighbor's neighbors. In other words, you have not been seeking the kingdom. You have been seeking to be entertained, and that's not what we're about. And now, we still have people here from the retreat, and we're going to continue to do some of the work that we need to be putting together. We've made some real breakthroughs because we depended upon each other. A great deal of the original meetings on the first of the weekend were dealing with just meeting one another. Now, we talked about the kingdom. We talked to each other that we gave ample time so that people could communicate one with each other. And that was great, because we're creating those bonds, those social bonds necessary for the kingdom. Those bonds need to become bonds of trust. We need to create situations in which we can take care of one another. One thing, there should be absolutely no medical insurance, no need to apply for Social Security whatsoever from any government that exercises authority if you have truly been seeking the kingdom of God. You should go to church if you need help. And in reality, in truth, if you do the math, if you follow the wholeness that we have laid down in the books and emails that we've sent out and the articles that we have sent out, you would see that if you were truly gathering together in tens, hundreds, and thousands in a network like that of Israel, like that of Abraham, like that of the early church, you would need nothing but the church. You would need to go to banks. You would have his church credit union if you did need to borrow money. And you would have a community of people making sure that you would not be foreclosed upon if you fell on hard times. As a matter of fact, if you started that right now, there would be no one in his church that would have lost their home to the bank foreclosure. It just would not have happened. You would have people able to expand businesses and local resources so that you would become truly an independent network everywhere in the United States, in Canada, in Australia. But because your preachers have not been preaching the gospel, you don't even know how that works. You don't even know how that could work. You have no idea that that's what the early church was doing. That's what do you think those seven guys were that they were picking in Acts? Look out amongst yourselves, find seven men to be over this business, to wait on tables. You know, that word table there is bank. Now, that's what it is. It is translated bank elsewhere in the Bible. They were actually starting something similar to what you see today as a credit union. Most of the credit unions you see would not be organized exactly like his church credit union, but they are similar, and they are far better to be a part of a credit union than they are to be depositing money in a bank. All we need is the people of the network to come together and work to do that, and we could start moving our finances, our economy, our personal economy back towards the kingdom. We need to do that before all economies collapse. And there were people there who have actually minted silver coins. They don't call them coins. They're just silver rounds. I guess it's illegal to call them coins. They're just silver rounds. And they had some plans to put them into circulation in a local community. But of course, when you do that, good money drives out the bad money, and what happens is that the money goes out, the real money goes out of your community. And they were trying to figure out ways of stimulating the economy in the local community. Before some of them had to go back home, I shared with them some ideas related to how they could do that without creating a paper. Well, actually, it would be creating a kind of paper currency. It really wouldn't be currency. I won't go into all the details of that because we don't have time in the whole program. We will certainly talk about that at the next retreat, fall retreat, next year. And we will talk about it with others. But because you weren't at the retreat, you didn't hear those conversations. So you missed out. And we just don't have enough radio time to talk about all of it. And I'm losing my voice anyway because I've been talking pretty straight for the last week. You need to work together. I can't tell you everything that happened at the retreat. I can't share with you everything and every conversation that took place. Some people came up with ideas. Other people had things that they put in concerning those ideas, and we began to hone. Iron sharpens iron. We began to hone the ideas that we came with, so that they've become more viable, more kingdom-oriented, more practical. How to do all that, we cannot relate to you on a radio show. Yeah, one thing, this radio show is not conversational. I don't get to hear your feedback. It's not the best form of communication. It's a general place of announcement and let you know that things are happening. But if you don't become a part of the network, you're not going to hear all of the solutions that very intelligent men are coming up with. We're going to share more of those on the Living Network newsletter, which you cannot get unless you join the network and pick a personal contact minister. But that's what Christ did. He didn't tell all the crowds everything they needed to know. And you even hear the apostles asking him, why do you just talk to them in parables and generalities? And he says, because it's given unto you to know, but it's not given unto them to know. Well, we do the same thing. We're not going to tell you everything that we know, everything that we are learning, everything that we are sharing. You have to become a part of the network if you want to hear all of what we have to share. We have so much to share, you couldn't put it together. I couldn't share it with you if I was on the radio for 12 hours today. I'm not kidding you. There's a huge amount of things that we could be doing and that we have learned that we could be doing. But we don't have all the doers working together, and that's what the Living Network is about. So what happens is we end up separating the sheep from the goats. That's what we do. The sheep hear his voice. I've raised goats and sheep and cattle and horses. We don't have any goats anymore. We just have sheep. We've separated the goats from the sheep. And we tend to the sheep now. But there are principles that take place. The sheep hear your voice. The sheep, I was on the top of a mountain, a butte, what we call out here a butte. And the sheep had escaped. They had gotten out an open gate. They'd gone all the way away from where they should be on the meadows and gone out an open gate that somebody had left open. And I yelled down to the sheep. From way on top of the mountain, I had someone visiting from New York. And we'd taken a walk up there. And they stopped. And they looked up at me. And I'm just a spot up on the top of this view. And I yelled, "Get back in the field." And half of them, more than half, two-thirds of them, stopped and turned around and walked back through the gate. And then stopped again after they went back through the gate and bad to the other sheep that were still out there looking up at me. Well, the other sheep looking up at me started to move away from the gate. They wouldn't go back. And they were led by a sheep that we still have, although we sorted it out today, or a couple days ago, sorted out in a little field here. It's going to go to butcher. And it was, its name was Cora. It's an old sheep, a black-faced sheep that just always was breaking off a group of sheep from her. There's a couple other white states that do the same thing. They're all in this pen going to butcher. They didn't get very far because, fortunately, I had a cell phone and called for assistance from Brother James, who cut them off at the pass and drove them back to the field with a dog. And they went running down to the other seat, kicking up lots of dust. But that's networking again, and they got the job done that day. But the point is that you need to work together. You need to hear his voice. You need to turn around and go back to what Christ, to the fields, that the green pastures that God has laid out for you, which is the kingdom of God. And, you know, two-thirds of those sheep, which we had already honed down to fairly good sheep when we started out herding sheep, we had quite a variety of sheep, but these sheep hear our voice, and they are following. And those that don't seek the kingdom, well, we cut them off. They go to butcher. We leave them for the world. We sit the dogs on them. Actually, we don't have to sit them. The dogs are out there. One of the things that kept coming up during the retreat is that we decided that one of our greatest allies towards building the network of the kingdom was the person you would least expect. And we joked about it. And we blessed him for it. And that ally was Obama. President Obama is doing great things to bring about the network of the kingdom, because he is bringing, you know, he's leading people. We knew who the loyal sheep were when they turned around and went back through that gate, went all the way back to the path that they had come. They actually, from this little voice way up on the hill, they turned around and they walked all the way back. Rick was up there with me, and he saw, Rick from New York. He saw those sheep turn around and go all the way back to the gate, and they just went far enough to go through this open wooden gate, and they stood there and bad for the others to come, but they wouldn't come. They followed Korah away from the green pastures out to the desert, and in the real world, the ones who keep the sheep together are the coyotes, the mountain lions, the bobcats that wander through and in and out that field. And if the sheep stay together, they remain safe. If they are scattered, they are picked off one at a time. And that is why we need to come together. And as the world becomes more and more a dangerous place, more and more a chaos comes, more and more breakdown of social and economic and political and geographical or geological breakdowns, like earthquakes and volcanoes and tsunamis that cause devastation, disease, flus, and created diseases by our own sloth and our avarice, and by giving power to those that should never have had power, begin to devastate the populations of the world. The kingdom should be rather immune to all that, like they were in Egypt. Those who listened to Moses prepared and knew to fill each other's water flasks because there was a famine coming. They were preparing. They not only were so well prepared that they could take care of themselves during these famines and these difficulties, fire and brimstone. I actually believe we're going to see that if we live long enough. We'll get to see that again. You'll be amazed to find out what exactly that is. Nobody's quite figured out what that is in our modern Christianity. But it is actually a real interesting, we'll call it a phenomenon that takes place from time to time. But anyway, you'll be prepared. And you'll not only be so well prepared, you can help others outside of the network. For those of you who have done the study, that's the red heifer. Which has nothing to do with a heifer or nothing to do with the color red. But anyway, you'll be able to help those people, and you'll actually be able to be like Christ in helping in many, many ways that you cannot even imagine, which we will not explain on this radio show. But we will explain to those who join the network and are willing to work together with humility and patience and love and concern for one another. Why did I say the state of being? is because we need to be that character of Christ. We often talk about FEMA. Of course, most people think of FEMA as Federal Emergency Management, whatever that is. I can't remember what the last A stands for. But we have our own FEMA, which is Faith Emergency Management Auxiliary. And that's what we need to have. We need to have that network in place to help one another. Everybody will need help from time to time. Everyone will be able to help from time to time. But the only ones who are willing to do that are people who care about each other as much as they care about themselves. God never ordained the national state. He allowed them. He didn't ordain. That was one of the things that I listened to a preacher, Matt Marino. Somebody sent me a recording that he's right on about many things that he said. But he talked about ordained national states. God ordained national states. Well, you know, I understand that he misinterprets some of the things in the Bible because of the strong delusion that has been wandering around in churchianity for hundreds of years. And I don't fault him for it. We're all under that strong delusion. But I can show him very clearly that God did not ordain national states, that those are the creations of men who go out of the presence of God. God did not ordain that the people have Saul. The people rejected God, and the voice of the people chose Saul. And that was a rejection of God. God didn't ordain that. He allowed that. God did not ordain the city-state of Cain. Cain had to go out of the presence of God and create that city-state. He allows it, but he doesn't ordain it. Very important distinction. God did not ordain Nimrod. God did not ordain Babylon. God did not ordain Washington, D.C. He allows you to create Washington, D.C. He allows you to elect presidents, but he doesn't ordain it. They are not ordained by God. They are ordained by men. Those are the governments created by men. And those governments often do become idols, which he went on and talked about. And we have to be very careful to understand exactly where that demarcation is, where that gate line is, that we need to go back through. I was just amazed, although she went, they only went back the road as far as the gate, and then they stopped inside the field and turned around and bade to the sheep on the outside. They knew they were supposed to go back. From that little voice way up on top of the butte, I mean, I'm way over the top of them. I'll show you exactly where that is to come out for the next retreat. Some of them will hike up there, some of the hardier souls. The retreat next year will be in September. The dates will be posted on the network, and you'll have plenty of time. We'd like to have people come from all over who can have other skills they can share. We'd like them to be able to set up little booths where they can teach people what they know and the skills they know. We were amazed that some people don't understand herbs and oils. They have very little knowledge of these things. You know, we've been self-reliant upon our own medical ability for many years. We know how to do lots of things that other people don't know how to do. I thought everybody else was learning things, but I guess some people are terribly ignorant of these skills, and we need to help share that so they begin to learn and can take them back to their own network and their local area. And that would be a great activity to do. You don't want to have everybody just sitting around talking all the time, but you know everybody will need to do that too. We can accommodate 1,000, 2,000 tents. Where we had the retreat is about a quarter of a mile away from where we would like to have them. And we only had, I don't know how many tents there were. And some people didn't stay in tents. Some of the people stayed in motels. This will be a better time next year. It will be a little earlier. We had great weather. We should have told everybody to bring white brim hats. Or a few people got sunburned because there was so much great weather. And everybody was out a lot of the time. We hope to have more things set up by then, but we can only do it with your help. We have to work together to make that happen. So the separation of the goats and the sheep, and the separation of the sheep that hear his voice and those that do not hear his voice, is already taking place. the governments of the world will already exclude you. They're already casting you out like they did on the day of Pentecost. They haven't done it in the big way yet. Everybody's going to be free one of these days. Everybody is just not going to survive freedom. And the way to survive freedom is to do what Christ said, to love one another as he loves you, and to create that network that was the first century church, that network that was Israel under Moses, the place where God prevailed. It was not one of these ordained national states like you see Israel over there in the Middle East. Now, there's some great people in the Middle East, and they may be a part of the kingdom, but being a part of that UN protectorate, Israel over there, has nothing to do with being a part of Israel. The kingdom of God is not here or there. It's not a place. It's a pattern. It's a way of being. It's a way of interacting with your neighbor and your family and the rest of the world. And that's what we need to do. We need to create that government of faith, FEMA of faith, the Faith Emergency Management Auxiliary. And we do that by creating and establishing that network of people who care as much about each other as they do themselves. And as an example of what we could do in the next fall festival, and we'd like to have a spring event as well. Passover was not a national event in the sense that the fall festivals were, but it was still a gathering of some people in local areas. And to understand exactly the purposes of those rituals, people are absolutely astounded to realize that these feasts had a very practical social event and nature to them, to bring people into contact with one another in particular ways that made their society strong enough to deal with the difficulties, the disasters that often befall society and people throughout the world. And that is what we need. Those skills, that knowledge, that understanding is what we need to establish. Now again, I just got notice by email that the last of the emails went out to the Living Network. If you're in the Living Network and you have to take a personal contact ministry and you didn't get it, let me know. All those of you who did not get it and are not a part of that network and haven't picked a personal contact minister need to do so, because you're not going to get
You have been listening to The Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. For more information on the educational ministry provided by His Holy Church and Brother Gregory, including services, counseling, lectures, books, and other audio materials, please write to His Church at Summer Lake, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, 97640. You can also find us on the web at www.hisholychurch.net.